Let me describe the brain to you this way. Imagine building a supercomputer out of a material as soft as jello. That's your brain.
That's Dr. Jim Holsapel, chief of neurosurgery at Boston Medical Center. He supervised my care at BMC this past summer after I suffered a traumatic brain injury in a bicycle accident. Dr. Holsapel says he never forgets the brain's fragility or its importance.
Every time I do an operation on somebody and the brain is exposed, even after doing this for 25 years, it's an awesome experience, and I still get a chill when we do this, because at that moment I know that I'm looking at the physical substance of a person. Your brain is literally the physical substance of who you are.
Recovering from a brain injury isn't easy. Learning how to organize your thoughts, how to regain balance, speech. There's a long list that can't be easily or quickly checked off, and some of it never will be.
I would say when people ask me, about 100% of our clients have some form of memory problem. Everything else, where you're hurt, where in your brain, is different on this.
That's Ann Gillespie, part owner of Community Rehab Care in Medford, where I underwent 5 months of therapy. My doctor, Ross Affont, sums up my particular case this way.
Many people who are very good, like yourself, at multiple multitasking, 4 distractors here, 3 there, able to keep 10 balls in the air, yet now they're not quite able to do that so readily. Basic common tasks, yes. 10 balls in the air, a little bit more difficult.
I've often said navigating through the past 6 months has been the most difficult challenge of my life so far, surpassing crazy radio work schedules, raising 4 children, even caring for my parents during their terminal illnesses. There was comfort in talking with ABC TV journalist Bob Woodruff, who also suffered a traumatic brain injury, much more serious than mine, and like me, is now back at work. His injury occurred 7 years ago in a roadside bomb attack in war-torn Iraq.
I sometimes say that we know everything about the kidneys and the livers and the skin, but we just don't know anything practically about the brains. And this, if there's an upside to the wars and the kind of injuries that have been caused because of the explosions that shake around the brains and the crashes and all that, is that we now are learning more about the brains because we have so many more people like us to talk about them.
The Brain Injury Association of Massachusetts has been working to bring attention to traumatic brain injury for more than 2 decades. Executive Director Arlene Korab says the organization, which has support groups around the state and, in fact, chapters around the world, was initially launched in Framingham in 1980 by several mothers of brain-injured sons.
We got together and said, this got to be something. I mean, there are programs for every other disability, but nobody was doing anything about brain injury.
Korab says the movement mushroomed.
A bunch of mothers were educating these highly trained medical people, but they needed to know that there's a need for them to do some more work and some more research and to find out how they can help.
Her group's mission in a nutshell.
We educate, we advocate, we support, and we do programs to prevent brain injuries.
Brain injury prevention is one message I want to hone in on. That's coming up in my final segment. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.